Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And on Thursday, when we got done, we were still having lunch, and I texted.
Is everyone having lunch?
Yes, everybody else was also eating. They were also dining.
Just checking.
See, I won't give Danny or Daryl the hard time I'm going to give you. It's just how it works.
Did you have your lunch in your luxury automobile, or did you eat it, you know, at a table and chairs?
Well, I ate it at a table and chairs. I don't own a Mercedes, and I would certainly not eat at a Mercedes if I owned a Mercedes.
Only vile pigs do that.
Trash pigs like Jason Lloyd. How could you just gorge yourself on breakfast sandwiches in a high-end luxury vehicle?
I haven't done that in quite a while. Although I did send you a picture of my daughter eating in the car.
I did let the establishment across the street know Jason he's in the area. Watch out. He's coming for them num-nums.
Eat it on my drive home.
But I texted the guy who runs the golf course I was going to go to. I was like, is tomorrow cart path only? He's like, yeah, you want to reschedule? I go, hell yeah, I do. There ain't no way I'm going out there. No. Uh-uh. No.
You could just ignore the rules.
Well, because I was going to take him. No, you can't. There's some places.
I don't want to put people on blast. I'm very close to people who just do what they want in a golf cart.
Lima just totally forgot on Thursday. So we pull out to like the end of the first hole. And he just starts going, and all this water's coming up over. They go, what are you doing? He goes, what are you talking about? Because Lima always drives. It's basically like watching my parents drive around when I was a kid. My mother was, she struggled like I do. And I never get to drive. Lima always drives. And I'm going, what are you doing? He goes, what are you talking about? Like, he was annoyed. I go, it's cart path only. And we're out in the middle. I'm like, you're going to have to gun it because we're going to get stuck.
Did you at least try to keep the ball close to the path?
Yeah. Oh, and there were plenty of times I play with such cheap golf balls or free golf balls from my dad who would give them to me when he was, I still got like a big bag of them still left when he was mowing, right? Because there's a lot of guys like me, I ain't getting that. It ain't happening. And he would stop, pick them up, go, here you go, Kenny. You know, those type of deals. And I don't care. So, yeah, there's plenty of people who are going to go pick up free golf balls here because they're just left over. And it's not like they're in the rough. They're just on the left side.
They're on the wrong
side.
They're
away from the cart path.
They're on the wrong side.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Unless you're in the middle or in towards the cart path. No, I'm not holding up anybody else. I'm not doing that. I'm not a serious golfer, which is part of the reason why I suck so bad. But when it's cart path only, and I thought, man, the next day I was going to take Axel. Axel has golfed once in his life. He wants me to take him. I was going to take him. And I told him before, I go, buddy, I'm not a good golfer. He's like, Aka, what are you talking about? I go, no, I'm really bad. He goes, I think you're just saying. I go, no, you got to understand. I'm really a bad golfer, buddy. You're not going to learn anything from me. But I figure, I was like, I know the guy will come out with us, and you know, he'll show him some tips. He's a PGA pro and all that stuff. And I was like, is tomorrow cart path only? He goes, yep. I go, yeah, we're going to. He's like, you want to reschedule? Absolutely. So I got to figure out another time when to take him. Because I'm leaving him. I probably left a dozen out there in 9 holes. Because I can barely get it out there anymore. I don't know where to put it in my stance. I use the Ford Hybrid all the time, which is probably not the proper club to use, but the hell with it. Yeah, I'm a bad golfer. Bad golfer all the way around. Isn't Danny a good golfer?
I believe so. He goes and golfs a lot.
Will he give me tips tomorrow or the next day?
Well, anybody that thinks a good golfer is going to give you tips whether you want them or not.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
We'll find out what he thinks of himself tomorrow.
I don't work enough with Peterlin. Does Peterlin, he's like, I could fix Ken's swing. Is he at that level yet?
Yeah.
Because he plays his ass off when it comes to golf.
Especially after you've told him that he's not a football guy like you. He's at least going to prove to you that he's more of a golf guy.
By the way, guess what I was doing after game six of the NBA Finals on Thursday night? I watched 1981 Kent McKinley versus Mighty Moeller from Cincinnati at the Rubber Bowl state championship game, Jason. You think a non-football guy like that is going to watch that in the middle of the night?
From what year?
1981, brother. It was on YouTube. I wasn't even alive. It was a great game. McKinley won 13-0.
You call those guys football guys. I call them losers.
And guess who was playing? Hey, right. Oh, I'm sorry. We're on. You know, one day we're going to be live here very soon on YouTube. I can't tell him he's number one anymore, but as I can right now, there you go. Guess who was playing DB for the Mueller Crusaders?
In 81, I've
In 1981.
I have no idea.
Young man named Barry Larkin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I go, is that the same Barry Larkin? I go, damn, it is. Looking at my photo. Wow. And I put it out there, and there were plenty of people going, yeah, Ken, they see back in the day, they actually played multiple sports, and it was actually encouraged, just something that people like to say so they don't get yelled at.
I was going
to
say Junior Griffey, but he wasn't old enough.
Nope. No. Not yet. All right. I thought that was good, seeing Barry Larkin. By the way, he was all over the place.
I'm sure.
He was laying the wood. He was hammering people left and right. Barry Larkin was great. Yeah, McKinley won that game 13-0 at the Rubber Bowl. I don't remember because I wasn't alive for it. All right, enough of my football memories. Here's some more football for you. Shedeur Sanders, he got in trouble, 101 and 60. Yeah, it was a big deal. Which, by the way, when I was driving down to that golf course, I started seeing all these brake lights on 71. I go, there's someone sitting. Sure as hell, there was one sitting. I go, come on, man. Someone had to tell you that they're sitting right here on 71. Anywho, I didn't make a big deal of it. I don't think the media made a huge... Mary Kay was a little bit perturbed by it, I'll admit. But anybody on this show... We didn't make a big deal about it. I don't want to make a big deal of it, but there was one excuse that's given that I just don't like. Here's Eric Mangini. What day was this? This is Eric Mangini
Friday
on FS1 on the entire ordeal. Listen to this.
In fairness to Shedeur, this is the first time he's been outside of his dad's overview, of his dad's house. I mean, I think he was his high school coach, and then he was his college coach. And this is like any kid who's away from home for the first time. Yeah, there's going to be a couple hiccups here and there. And do you want back-to-back speeding tickets? No. I don't love it from a fifth-round draft pick. I don't love that it happened multiple times. But I do think that this is the first time he's been away from his dad. There's going to be some growing pains.
Here is
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nate Davis, USA Today. He was on the show, on this show on Friday with Daryl and Spencer.
I can't speak to Shador's circle there, but, you know, this is the first time he's away from his dad. And, you know, college programs and media access stuff is generally much more tightly controlled because college football coaches run the roost. And I think if Deion was the coach of the Browns, I'm not sure we'd know about any of this. But, you know, this is also the kind of thing where I think Shador has a little bit less margin for error, but he's got to kind of navigate all this new responsibility and being a guy in the professional workforce without his dad there basically to act as a safety net.
See, I didn't chalk it up to just boys will be boys. He's a grown adult, and with grown adults, like if Jason got pulled over in 101 and 60, I'd be surprised. But really? I would also say, yeah, I would be surprised, especially at your age, turning 50 soon. I would be surprised if you're going that fast in a 60 on 71. But I would also treat you as an adult and go, okay, well, the judicial system says that you only had a speeding ticket, so pay your fine and move on. I would treat Anthony the same way. I would treat Owen the same way. It's a good thing that there was nothing else horrible that happened, but
correct.
When you're starting to bring dad into it, like I'm going, we're adults here.
Yeah.
We're adults. And I understand, like, your dad, you can pick up the phone and call dad. If your dad is going to need to lord over you for all this, I didn't even think about his dad during all this.
I didn't either. Clearly this is a message somebody's trying to get out there for two different people to say.
But I hate it. And I want to know what you're thinking of this, because when I'm hearing like, well, dad isn't there. If your dad needs to lord over you for all this, then we just need to, I swear to God, and I'm sure they're going to cut it and make me look bad. Just cut him and move on, because I it shouldn't be that way. And I don't believe it's that way. But if dad needs to be there for everything, no, we can't do that. That excuse, I hope it doesn't wash with Shador, and I sure as hell hope it doesn't wash with his father or the Cleveland Browns. That is no excuse. You're a 23-year-old man. Whatever happens is whatever happens. When we talked about it last week on that Thursday, and I had some pushback on this going, you'd be making a big deal if he played for the Giants. I go, I probably wouldn't be talking about it if he played for the Giants.
Right.
But he plays for the Browns, and I treated him as an adult. You're going to bring his dad into this? Okay, well, if I need his dad to hold his hand over everything, it isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work.
I think Shador would hate that narrative is out there.
I would hate it too if I were him. I mean, hope that he hates it if it's out there.
I think there's some similarities between Shador and Bronny in terms of how that goes. In terms of,
tell me more,
dominant Hall of Fame level fathers who have had a large control in their life up until this point. I mean, I don't think anybody would argue LeBron got Bronny to the NBA. Deion basically became a head coach for Shador, I believe. I mean, he's still there. He's still coaching.
Yeah.
Would Deion have coached if it wasn't for Shador? Would he have pursued?
Probably not.
College football coaching? No. So you've got these guys who have lived in their father's shadows their entire life. And Bronny's still there, by the way. Although he did have a little bit of a reprieve when he was at USC for a year. So I do think that I just see some similarities between Bronny and Shador and the path that they've gone with, like these larger-than-life fathers and always trying to chase their legacy. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse for. I do think it's fascinating that, like, because Deion has been there and he's been sort of over Shador his whole life, this is his first taste of freedom. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse for driving 100. But a lot of people at 23 years old drive 100, whether their dad's there or not.
That's true. And what I was bothered by, you know, it's a very intricate thing to talk about, because if Joel Bitone or anybody else got 101. Even though they're 12-year vets, I'd be going, oh, that's pretty crazy. But again, I treat you as an adult. Pay your fine and move on if that's what the law says.
Yeah.
I don't think that he made the Browns look bad. I think that it was certainly something that to talk about, but I don't think they all went into a room over a speeding ticket and said, should we cut this guy? No, that didn't happen.
No.
But I'm thinking, if we're giving these excuses, and hopefully this is just media talk and not anything sincere whatsoever.
Somebody's saying it. For two different people to bring this up, somebody's putting that out
there. If somebody's giving these excuses that dad's not there to hold his hand or do something like that, that's the one that bothers me. I wasn't bothered at all by this. And now all of a sudden I'm hearing a former NFL coach saying this, and now I'm thinking, man, now I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Now I can't get it out of my head.
The only thing I would say, and again, I've driven over 100 multiple times in my life. I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it.
Talk about it so much like you're Al Unser over there.
Well,
you've said it like 8 times. I don't think that luxury automobile gets up to 100.
Well, you know, so can I tell you like a 10-second really funny story? We drove to uh, we went to we flew out of Detroit for a family vacation a few months ago, and I was in my wife's car. She got an SUV, and the hood was fluttering. And I said, "What's the matter?" I said, "What's the matter with your car?" I said, "Why did you, were you under the hood? Did you not latch it all the way?" And she's in the passenger seat scrolling on her phone. She goes, "No, I just don't normally drive at 95 miles an hour because it's just.
Why are we going so fast?
Trying to get to the airport. Got a flight to catch in Detroit.
Oh, well, yeah, you can make it to Detroit in an hour and a half if you try hard enough.
I did.
I don't condone the practice.
But that's neither here
nor there. I'm getting ready to do a read for the turnpike for crying out loud here, boys.
Here's a great read. I once left in an Indians at that time pregame and got there by the top of the third.
Okay.
So no, take the turnpike. It'll help you get there faster.
I don't want to be a hypocrite and kill a kid for driving 100 when it's something I've done in my life. The only thing I would say about that is if a team is looking for a reason not to trust you, don't give them one. You just gave them one.
But I don't think that is not the reason I wouldn't trust him. A speeding ticket, everybody gets a most Americans get a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
That isn't the reason to me. The daddy issue, that becomes a reason. That becomes a reason. If you can't conduct yourself
But who's putting that out there?
I don't know who's putting that out there.
Is daddy putting that out
there? Are you trying to put some trying to draw some conclusions or something that I should find?
No.
While you're saying it? Because just say it.
I truly don't know. I don't think Deion's camp is putting that out there. Well, it's his first time away from home. It's his first time away.
No.
But somebody, for two different people.
He seems like he's pretty strong-willed. I think he would probably call him up and call him a bunch of names.
Absolutely.
The way that Deion seems to come out on it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.